Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left.
801 ESPN 97.5 and 97.5 7780 3776. We're gonna play Beat the Limo Guy in 1 hour from now. Actually, 1 hour. I gotta leave a little bit early. But Rahul's going to be here. Okay, I didn't even, he's been gone so long, I don't even remember his name.
I don't know any Rahul.
Rahul is going to be here. It's going to be so much fun. Rahul's going to be in studio with us. He's going to take over for me.
Oh, thirsty ass Rahul.
I have to catch a flight. My aunt died, so I have to go to Chicago this weekend.
Oh, thirsty ass Rahul. Sorry about your aunt as well.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I just want to make sure everyone's in so I can come in. Oh,
and here's he. And did you see his tweet? You know what's going to win tomorrow? Sportsmanship.
I mean,
he's so phony.
You know how the scales of justice balance out? Like, yeah. The scale of care on his side, the scale of care on our side does not balance out. Come in, don't come in, whatever.
No, he is. He's like, and he was going to, you know, judge who's the. He's the worst person.
Yeah,
of us
definitely.
All.
Because he's a phony.
If y'all could see. The texts on this, our Glory Boys text string.
Yeah.
The stuff that he says, he's the worst person.
As much as I take my shots at you for your man of the people stuff, which I don't believe in, but at least you are who you are. There's no real pretense to who you are.
No,
Rahul is the fakest person I've probably ever met. When you consider his social media presence, you know, he's got the pictures of the kids, all that heartwarming, you know, nice stuff that people buy into, and then he just in the text string, he's disturbing and terrible.
He's an awful person.
Awful.
No awful person.
Phoniness is worse than almost anything, and he is that to a
team. No. He's the most phoniest person we know. There's no question. There's no question about that. I saw this story. Well, first of all, oh my gosh. Jay Norvell. Okay, you got the audio. Jay Norvell is the head coach at Colorado State. There is a headline here that I'm just, are you really? Where is it? The headline reads, why? Why would you do this? Why would you poke the bear? Do you think that Colorado, I mean, and everybody is so scared. Now Colorado's going to put 50, Colorado's going to destroy you. Colorado is going to, because you said something about Deion and his glasses and his mom. Jay Norvell don't care. You know what? I'm team Jay Norvell on this one.
Really?
Say what you want. That's right. Oh, so are they going to try harder now?
Well, that's what they're selling.
Are they?
That's what Colorado's selling.
If they're going to try harder because of what he said, see, all of that crap. You know what? I hope Jay Norvell. I hope they win. I hope they dance on the Buffalo afterwards. I hope he goes to the press conference and he takes. You see, I take my glasses and hat off in my press conference.
Well, this has been a week long thing. It started with them sharing niceties. Norvell and Deion had a little bit of back and forth, and then it ended in what you're talking about. So we can start with
let's go.
The two guys being very nice and being complimentary about each other.
Okay.
You know, Deion Sanders has had a lot of public critics. I'm not one of them.
What I hear, I haven't met this gentleman, but I hear he's a good man. I know he's a great coach. He has those guys playing hard. I like that.
I really respect all head coaches and the sacrifices that they've had to make to become head coaches.
I have the utmost respect for him, truly.
So that is how it began.
And now,
at Jay Novarro's coach's show at a sports bar, as you might imagine, he's talking to not a lot of people, but he's playing to the crowd, and it's a rivalry, Colorado State versus Colorado, so the in-state stuff going back and forth, and this is Norvell changing his tune about Deion.
I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught. So,
raucous crowd.
You know, they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter.
He's right. It doesn't matter. Why provoke Deion? Like, Deion Sanders is now, you know what? Everybody, I hope they come after him. If you feel like some way, Deion, take your glasses off. You're inside in a press conference. Take your glasses off, Deion. Ooh, don't provoke Deion. Look what he's going to do to you now. Stop. Okay? Like, we got to all be scared of Deion now and Din Shadur.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to get blown out?
What?
Do you want to catch these 50?
Do you think that those words are going to have any effect on this football game?
I mean, it
ain't.
Because Deion's using them for his team to get
We'll play
fired
that.
Up again.
I don't care if it's a one-point loss or a 50-point loss. It's 50. A loss. Okay.
I would care. I prefer to lose by one than 50.
It'll matter to the alumni.
Oh, now he's going to. Now, Deion, you provoke Deion.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, see, everybody be scared.
Hey, you say, okay.
Provoke Deion.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh. That's right. When he plays my team.
Please say that. When he knocks college. Oh,
do you believe in that?
Yeah.
When do you believe in that?
No, I don't believe now. I don't believe.
I believe
you're going to be about a 500 team.
I hope
that's what I believe.
Breaks off of Knox.
Do you? Yeah. Let them come get some. At the
they're going to be the prairie fire.
At the bowl.
They are going to beat you. Schedule them, please.
Yeah.
Schedule Deion.
Put the Knox College.
Why did John have to
prairie
say that?
Fire on the schedule?
Deion will be talking to his team.
Come after me, Deion.
Well, this is Deion talking about Knox College.
All right.
Why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, they unmasculinated. It was just going to be a good game. It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they unmasculinated around and made it personal.
He's a master.
Do you believe in that?
No,
I don't believe that.
Do I believe what?
Do you believe that?
Do I believe that you won two games? One against the worst quarterback in college football history?
Two wins, two covers.
That's right. That's all we care about, the cover.
One with the worst defense in college football, the other one with the worst quarterback?
National title finalist.
How'd that work out for them? They put up 60 on them, didn't they?
Do you put that in your copy when you talk about the UH Cougars?
Yeah, well, I hope the UH puts a bunch up on them.
Yeah, I don't remember the copy saying, oh, national title finalists, TCU, and they gave up 60. That's not in a copy.
No, and they gave up 60. I hope they give up another 60.
Not to that Cougar team.
Oh yeah, watch. Donovan Smith may win on this team.
Donovan Smith, they may win. I don't know if they're gonna go nuts
on this team. Well, watch.
Yeah, as long as he.
Ooh, Deion, you provoked him.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
Deion, listen.
Stop.
That's not me saying that.
That's John.
Yeah. Okay.
He's disrespectful. Not us.
Yeah, that was him. Why would you want to get Deion upset at you, John? Do you want Deion now to go start a radio show opposite us?
Let's go.
And go have huge ratings?
Deion would destroy.
He would destroy
it. He would
us.
Destroy it. Right. Yeah. Yes, right.
Do you really want that?
I just want to know why you're wearing what you're wearing. That's all.
It's just a cloak. Don't worry about this.
Stop asking questions. Just accept it.
Questions about my cloak.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Did
to
you
this?
Change hats for this?
No. Yes. I had
Did to. They ask you to?
Yeah.
Why? Because it was promoting something they don't want to promote?
Well, no. I don't know.
Why did he have to change hats?
I don't know.
How
does my hat go on?
Look at him. No one can see except the Twitch people.
Well, if you're on Twitch right now, you can see Lance has got a cloak on.
I don't know.
He's a wizard.
He's one of Frank's deals.
He's a grand poobah or something. Mm.
Is this yours?
What is that? Is that Frank? Is that
hood.
How it goes, Frank?
He found the hood. There it is.
There it is.
Look.
Okay. I use this for my Gregorian chant.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Whatever. I'm Gregorian.
Can we stop
chanting,
already? Everybody worried about Deion and his feelings. And ooh, you poked the bear.
They're not worried about Deion's feelings. They're worried about your.
okay?
Your well-being.
I want to see next week when he plays Oregon how, ooh, we're all scared of Deion.
Okay,
I want to see the following week when he's playing USC how scared everybody is.
Oh, let's see if Oregon says anything disrespectful. Well, I bet they don't.
Well, Dan Lanning said it before the season. Remember,
he's like, what did he say?
It was about when Colorado, I guess, made their announcement to leave for the Big 12. He goes, what's Colorado? What have they ever done in this conference?
Yeah, he said, yeah, what have they won?
Oh,
yeah,
what have they won? Oh, my God. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to Deion? This is just going to be, okay, well, it's your funeral, Dan Lanning.
Well, I can't wait till Deion comes to the Big 12 and gets a piece of this, of University of Houston slapping that ass, okay?
Well, you might, I don't know if you're on the strongest footing for University of Houston after what happened on Saturday.
What are you talking about?
You think Deion would have lost to Rice?
Maybe. We don't know.
Do we play Rice because they're easy?
No, you don't know.
You're right. I don't know because they haven't played, but I'm going to say no.
You don't know?
I'm going to go Shador has a better game than Donovan.
Okay, maybe. And then again, maybe not.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. And Marcus Tuiasosopo might have gone right through that defense. Okay?
You don't know. I don't know if they would have been down 28-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Rice is ever going to be up 28-0 the rest of the way this season.
He will be.
Against who?
Not sure.
Yeah.
That was bad. Gosh, yeah. That was bad.
But another opportunity tomorrow against TCU.
Let's get Bobby in here quickly before we take a break. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Dell, don't get mad at me. I told Dell I want to talk about Deion, and I do. This is just a preface, all right? John, who's your GOAT, Michael Jordan or LeBron?
That's the silliest question ever. Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Michael Jordan, right, exactly. You know what Michael Jordan did? He took compliments and turned them into slights. You don't poke the bear. You don't say this.
It doesn't matter what you said to Michael.
You're king, John. You're king. Very similar. Did the same thing.
This is similar. He's 2-0, y'all.
Slow down. He beat Nebraska and TCU.
Deion's putting a chip. He ain't
Michael Jordan.
Deion's putting a chip on his team's shoulder.
Michael Jordan won 6 NBA titles. But Deion is not winning crap in Colorado.
First of all, Deion won a lot of titles also.
That's true.
Not as coach.
But Deion
didn't win head coach. He didn't win titles as a coach.
That's what I'm saying. But he's comparing him to Michael Jordan, the player.
He's comparing him to Michael Jordan on the shoulder.
Okay.
He said Michael Jordan used to create.
And then when he plays good teams, he's going to get his ass kicked.
Colorado State's not a good team. You won't have to worry about that.
This is what Deion's doing to get a us versus them mentality.
Well, that's great. It's smart. That's great.
It's
don't poke the bear. Ooh, I'm scared. Don't say anything to Deion because he might come after you.
Well, Colorado State shouldn't say anything to Deion. Oregon can probably say whatever they want.
You know, there was a time when Colorado State always played Colorado really tough. We'll see if he doesn't play.
There was a time. I don't know if it's this time. We'll see.
I thought
we got to go out there and play.
I thought Deion had something else that he said. Maybe there's a reason, John, that you're this upset about Deion Sanders. Are you uncomfortable with Deion Sanders?
No, I'm not uncomfortable.
Well, he has said things in the past about why people feel a certain way. John, are you one of those people?
No, I am not one of those people.
Are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable at all.
You sound uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with everybody being scared of a guy who's 2-0, okay? That's what I'm uncomfortable with.
He's acting like we run college football. There's a lot of hate coming from John.
No, you know what? I got a lot of love. And I got a lot of love for Doc Linville. That's what I got love for. I got love for Doc Linville because Doc Linville gave me hair. And I love that about Doc Linville. And he'll give you hair, too. And, oh, by the way, he says, you know, there's so many people in this thing now, and they're giving out discounts and everything else. And he said, you know, I just don't care about that. I don't care about the money. If, in fact, you just need the PRP and not the neo-grafting, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that you just – and, it, by the way, it's a lot cheaper, and he doesn't make money, and he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He's going to give you the best – there's all – and, oh, by the way, this too. There are a lot of people out there that shouldn't be doing this, okay, that don't know what they're doing, that don't have the process of the neo-grafting, that don't have a 3-day anesthesia like he does, okay? The pain is minimal. And the anesthesia now lasts 3 days. It's awesome. And, oh, by the way, the neo-grafting is the best way to go about this thing. So if you need hair, if you're balding, you got a bald spot, get a free consultation and get a discount now. He's discounted where you could save up to $1,000 right now if you go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
From the
the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's the offensive masterminds running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back. 818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Going to play Beat the Little Guy in just about 40 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Keep listening all week for your chance to beat the Limo Guy. This week we'll be giving away tickets to the Dynamo game against Vancouver, which is next week. So we will be doing that with the limo ride there and back if you can beat the Limo Guy. Beat the Limo Guy.
I got a cloak on, and somebody on Twitch said, it looks like Lance has never worn a cloak because he looks very confused. I am proud to say I've never worn a cloak.
You look like a Indian chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't look like.
Doesn't he?
Muhammad Ali.
Well, he doesn't look like a Native American chief. Why are you wearing a cloak now? Do you have to wear it throughout, or can you put it on later?
It gets cold in here.
So you're doing it for warmth.
Mm.
Yes.
No, you're
not
doing
style?
It for weirdness.
Yeah, style too.
You know, Frank told you to wear that. Because the,
not
I don't
the boss
know.
Of me. No one's the boss of me.
It's gross. 713-780-3776.
Look at you.
You don't believe in the Eagles after last night?
I believe in them, but I do wonder about, you know, you already have A.J. Brown bitching about catches. By the way, he got traded because he wanted to be to.
Well, he didn't want a Ryan Tannehill throwing it to him.
The bet for the best, well, he also wanted to get paid a ton. For the best, and they weren't going to do that. For the best. The Eagles are at their best because they have Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith, and they have Watkins, and they have, you know, they have a really A.J. Brown, obviously. They have a talented wide receiver. Of course, they have talented targets. It benefits your quarterback when you're less predictable. Yep. It's a selfish move by A.J. Brown, but I really don't like the fact.
It doesn't bother me nearly as much as it does you. I don't know.
I don't think it's a big deal, but. I don't think it's a big deal, but what I am curious about is there is more. So last year, people didn't see that coming. This year, the Eagles are on everyone's. Well, when I say they didn't see that coming, I don't think they've. Well, Jalen Hurts, no one saw that coming from Jalen Hurts, and I don't think anyone saw them as a Super Bowl team. I honestly think that with the target on their back, I think things will be a little tougher for them. I do. I don't think it's going to be the Giants. I think the Giants are coming back down to earth this year. The Cowboys are going to be a tough team to beat this year. But it's not that I don't believe in the Eagles. I've got the Eagles playing in the Super Bowl against the Bengals. I just think the Eagles are going to have to fight against some things they didn't have to fight against last year.
Yeah. Well, listen, Super Bowl hangover, all of that. I mean, just getting there. They got targets on their back now. And that's still a good football team. They're 2-0. The Vikings have got some problems. The Vikings are the ones that are in a little bit of trouble here, 0-2. Although in that division, I think that you're going to be able to
make it up. Solomon Wilcott say that on NFL radio this morning. Like, they're digging themselves, you know, a little bit of a hole. Like,
0-2 teams, the numbers are there. It's rare.
No, it is true.
Right.
But it's hard to win divisions when you're 0-2 especially. But that division, well, we'll see. The Lions, you know, we'll see what the Lions do this week. Packers, it's still yet to be. The Bears, I know it's 1 week, but the Bears, I have a hard time believing the Bears are going to be the surprise team. I was curious that the Bears might be a surprise team, and it's only been 1 week, but I think the Lions are for real. Maybe the Packers aren't going to fall off as much as people think.
Did you see the numbers for Chase Claypool, and did you see his effort?
Mike Renner went and cut it up from used to be from Pro Football Focus.
It He's was awful. Else now,
but Chase Claypool looks like a guy who likes the money of the NFL, but maybe doesn't like the rest of it.
He's got 140 total yards receiving.
What's crazy
in a year and a half there?
What's crazy is in college. Yeah,
no, it's not a year and a half now. It's still.
That's not a year and a half, but it's something like 7 or 8 games.
Yeah,
they got him at the trade deadline last year. Ryan Poles gave up a second rounder for that guy.
Oh,
an early second.
Might be the worst recent trade since DeAndre Hopkins.
He doesn't look like he has a lot of interest in doing what it takes to be a good pro.
No.
And he did that stuff in college. He would block in college. That's the crazy part.
No, he ain't doing it here. And
he got with Juju Smith-Schuster and started doing all the goofy stuff. I was like, ugh.
By the way, they got to get the ball to DJ Moore. I mean, you can't have two targets. He can't have two targets. He's the one, not A.J. Brown. DJ Moore should have been on the sideline going, Justin Fields, throw me the ball. And you know what? They would have been better off for it if he did, because that was just awful. Somebody cut up Will Anderson's tape from the game.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
I didn't realize how he was
really good.
Yeah, you didn't seem very high on Will Anderson, which I was kind of surprised.
He
had six pressures. Like, Will Anderson had a good game. You're going to get good effort. He's well-skilled. I thought he had a good game.
I thought he had a really good. No, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't see. I guess I was just. Well, I was watching it in Nick's place, giving out Coors Light, so I really didn't. I didn't. But when you cut up his tape and see the way he was coming off blocks, how quick he was off the edge, how difficult he was to handle one-on-one, how he shot down the line of scrimmage and was tackling the ball carrier, it was like, holy crap. That dude was balling on Sunday. So that was really – I was pleasantly pleased with C.J. Stroud, but, yeah, this is looking really, really nice. I really think they're going to take care of this Colts business. I really do.
I think you're going to see a very consistent effort from the Texans. I think the Colts right now, with a rookie quarterback who hasn't played much football, period, is in with a defensive coordinator who has some experience in trying to, you know, head coach and play caller who has some experience in trying to make a quarterback struggle with reads and things like that, showing them different looks. He's a quarterback who threw the ball like 80% of his throws or higher were to the right. So this is an unbelievable tendency. They'll go back in college, see if he had the same tendency in college. And if that's the case, they're going to make adjustments specifically for that to screw up his sight line and to make him struggle with his reads on the right side. So I really like this opportunity for them. I do think the Colts front is going to be really tough to get a lot done against. They can rush. They can stop the run. I think it's going to be pretty challenging for the Texans offense. But I think defensively, if a team gets to 20, they win. It's going to be a lower score game. If you get to 20, you win.
Yep.
But you got to take some shots down the field. They have a very young secondary. You got to take shots down the field.
I would love to see Tank get involved in this. Love to see Tank get involved and making some plays down the field. Or get him the ball in some space and see what he can do with it afterwards, because he's so explosive. I'd love to see them get him more involved this week. 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about the game that Dell was talking about, okay? Yeah, that's right. Cougs might put 60 on him. You know why? Because they can't play defense. Watch this, TCU. Watch this game. You're going to watch Donovan Smith go off tomorrow at TDECU Stadium. You got to be there, though. Hey, we got to have that place full. It was a great crowd for the opener against UTSA, but there were empty seats there. Can't be any empty seats here because TCU is going to fill them. And we don't want TCU. We don't want purple there. We want red there. We want that place to be rocking. Forget last week. Last week is over. It's this week, and it's the first Big 12 game, and it's time to get out there and support this team. Buy a Cougar Paw package. Includes three games. You can select TCU as one of those games. Package is only $66. Does not include Texas. Get your tickets today, a three-pack for just $66. That's $22 a game for this kind of entertainment. Are you kidding me? Let's go. And we want these Cougs to have the backing of this community. Let's get on out there and support this team. 713-GO-COUGS. UHCougars.com/tickets. UHCougars.com/tickets.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Penguin goalie Peter Skudra says, "Hey, try not to shoot that puck up my pooper. I'll shoot the puck anywhere I want. And if that happens to be in your pooper, so be it."
Kane is in the building.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
right, welcome back here on ESPN 975. We just had the Aggies going to be taking on ULM, and you can hear it right here on ESPN 975 and 925. Carter Carrolls broke down. DJ Durkin, the defensive coordinator for the Aggies. You know, Mike Elko left. Mike Elko was pretty good. He's now the head coach at Duke. He's beaten Clemson already this year. Doing a pretty good job. The numbers for DJ Durkin since 2016. The Aggies, before Durkin got here, the Aggies had a top 40 run defense in all four of their seasons under Elko. Since 2016, Durkin has coached in 50 games. DJ Durkin, their current coordinator, has coached in 50 games against Power 5 teams. His defense have held their opponent to less than 100-yard rushing in only eight of those games.
Eight of 50?
They surrendered 150-plus rushing yards in 37, 74% of the games. They get over 150, over 200 in 27 of them. That's 54%. 250-plus in 17 of those 50 games, 300-plus in 7 of those games, 350 in 5, and 400 in 2 of those games. Scoring defense. In 50 of those opportunities, they have given up 20-plus points 41 times in those 50 games. 30-plus 29 times. This is the first time under Jimbo Fisher that they've scored more than 30 points and lost a football game.
You know Mike Elko's team? Smacked Clemson 28-7 in game one. Destroyed Lafayette, which is expected, but 42-7. They're 21st in the...
That's not expected. Lafayette has been a good program.
No, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Lafayette has been a really... Billy Napier left there, but... Lafayette has been actually they're a rock solid program.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good
Duke.
Win.
Yeah, it's not like, well, that juggernaut Duke is.
You know they're ranked 21st.
They should be.
Yeah.
Mike Elko is a difference maker. DJ Durkin.
Do you believe nah?
It's not really good.
His scoring, believe nah?
Everything
about Mike Elko.
His scoring defense is terrible. He's 75th in total defense. It's just not good. And so we're blaming Jimbo, we're blaming the offense on it could well be that this – and Jimbo was – Jimbo
who hired DJ Durkin?
Jimbo did, and he stood up for him again this week, okay. Despite giving up 48 to Miami.
Jimbo will not be back. If this ends up being a disappointing season, they will take the money and they'll buy him out. Let's be real. If two Aggies got together and threw together $30 million, $35 million, the world's not going to end for them. There's guys with money there.
And
money.
By the way, this defense has a bunch of players on it. A bunch of 5- and 4-star. We've talked about this before, how Texas gets all their 5- and 4-star and all of these great players.
Some of them are young, though.
It's the development of them.
Some of them are young, though, still. Yeah. Like, somebody asked me about the pass rush. I think the Aggies still have, they have young guys on the defensive line who still need to rush the quarterback. They still need to learn to rush the quarterback. They need better hand usage. They need to experience games where their rush instincts it's not the end of the world. Although I will say that a lot of times great athletes with natural athletic ability, it pops all over the tape. Even if they're not technically sound, they're going to make plays. And they should be making plays against college tackles. They should be making plays against college guards. 4- and 5-stars should be making more plays than we saw last week.
Yeah. And by the way, all of the numbers.
Miami whipped them up front.
Look at the defense for Texas right now. I mean, you talk good. About it. They come speed off the edge.
Little story about that. So I got a company called Scout Source that I run with Tyler Oberle, who is the analytics director for Tampa Bay, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And he created an algorithm. He took NFL data. Combine data that's available to NFL teams and not available to the public about bone size and all this. He took it. He basically reverse engineered it and created an algorithm where he can project the frame of a high school player, what he's going to be when he's 22 years old, within reason. There's a plus minus a success rate there. There's a player named Byron Murphy. He's number 90 for Texas. You may have noticed he was in the backfield a lot for Texas last week. Byron Murphy, so we went to, me and Tyler went to Tom Herman and said, hey, we've got something that we think, we can project athletic scores that are indicative of college players, and we've got growth potential frame potential. And Tom said, come on out and come work one of our camps. So we did. And what we did was we took...
Oh, wrong Lafayette. It was the Patriot League Lafayette. No wonder.
Okay. They catch a whipping. Yeah. So we...
I thought it was UL. I thought that was...
Yeah, no. Okay, no. So it's different Lafayette. Okay. Well, anyway, so we went out there, and he said, and his director of recruiting said, okay, all the guys who are in at our camp who have 100 numbers, those are guys we're targeting right now. So why don't you get their wrist, their knee, their hand, everything that we take into account for growth projection, and they were going to get athletic numbers for all of them. We were going to plug it into what we do. They get it anyway. So we said, well, look, I work for the NFL. Tyler works for, in scouting, Tyler works for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Can we grab measurements for guys that we kind of eyeball tested? And he goes, yeah, anybody that you think looks the part. So we did that. Byron Murphy was a two-star at the time, but his growth projection, he was at 277 pounds, 6 foot at the time, and Texas thought he was just, you know, he was too small. He wasn't even on their radar, really. And Tyler said, well, if you look at this, we think he's, the numbers say he's going to be 6'2", 305. And so Texas really dug in on him, and to Tom Herman's credit, his defensive line coach's credit, he said, okay, we'll give him a chance. And so they offered him. He accepted immediately. He is now 309. He's 6'1.5". And I could see the way he moved. I wrote up a report like he moves great out here at camp. Dude has become a really good player for them. And that's an example of, you know, what's funny is, and I told, and we're working with Miami with our product too. Texas and Miami over the last 10 years have fewer top three round offensive linemen than Central Michigan and Northern Iowa. Now, why is that? Over the last decade, Miami and Texas has fewer offensive linemen drafted in the first three rounds than those two guys. The reason's simple. The guys who they got were tight ends who became offensive linemen. They worried about growth, and they worried about development. Mm. They didn't worry about, like, and Texas is trying to get guys who are already in Miami, you know.
Already
they already looked the part, but guess what? These other guys, so you don't pay attention to these guys who are actually good players who just need to get bigger and stronger?
Right.
Like, It's a process that I think a lot of teams, you're right.
But isn't that what Schnellenberger and Jimmy Johnson did?
Yes.
Is they
wanted guys
smaller,
with no hair on there. Yeah. Well, Melanzo told me when they were, let me finish, Dell. I see you doing your hands.
You just said
no hair on their legs. Like guys who still had growth potential.
I don't know about
guys
that.
Who were not done growing is what Jimmy Johnson wanted. Jimmy Johnson didn't want full-grown guys. You know what Nick Saban likes? Full-grown guys.
Yeah.
Like Nick likes guys who are bigger, stronger, faster, because he likes the idea of men beating up on boys.
Right,
in football.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Johnson
Wander
was like...
Wander Franco was looking for that too,
nah.
Right? Okay, see?
Out of line, sir.
Counselor, let's keep it on the tracks.
That's
disregard that last statement.
He put it in my mind, that caller.
Cannot blame someone else for your own
he
actions.
He put it in my mind. The lack of accountability.
You cannot blame inception for your lack of accountability.
Is John the easiest person to incept?
Yes.
Apparently.
Put something in his mind.
He put something.
Yeah, you said something.
It was like 2 hours ago.
I know, but I still have it in my mind. Okay.
So it's not your fault. Somebody else put that in your mind.
Somebody else.
Like, you can't be blamed for that.
I can't.
With somebody putting. And Dell and I sometimes actually, we do take the bullets when we say, we've. And RJ figured that out quick. Like, sometimes you just can't do certain things with John. Like, you have to know that.
Yeah. No.
Like,
no.
I can't say food or cheese around my dogs. I can't say cheese. They're going to...
No. All of a sudden...
You're the same way. There's certain trigger words we just can't say. And I did something
Wander
early...
Franco is one of those words?
Yeah, and I did something early in the show. I'm not going to say what it was, but I did something early in the show that I knew was dangerous. And to John's credit, he did not jump on it.
Thank you.
Oh, but he told me he recognized
it. I did. I recognize. Okay.
It was a little secret. It was a secret between
us. And I kept the secret.
I'm not going to give you any credit. Yeah. Earlier in the week, we talked about Mel Tucker, and you said something like single-handedly.
He single-handedly ruined his career.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you credit for anything.
That was actually, he said way worse during that.
Oh, yeah.
The day before.
Oh.
36-minute phone call.
Come on.
We know what's happening
Come on,
here.
We know what's going on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Most of them were after midnight. We're around midnight. Okay. That's all they were doing. How late working those 27, 30-minute calls.
Does Dana work late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're just
sometimes
working.
Coaches get home late.
I'm not sure what Dana works with a woman for 30 minutes on the phone. Yeah.
Just have what? Men can't be friends with women?
Okay. No.
Okay.
That's the most played out thing.
Come on. Well,
if a man wants to be friends with a woman, we know what the man wants.
Yeah.
And I tell my wife. I used to tell my wife that.
Right.
I'm like, she goes, no, you can be friends with men. Yes, you can be friends with men. It's just kind of rare.
If she's on the phone with the guy from 96, the 96 band.
Old 97.
Old 97. For 30 minutes a night.
We're just friends.
Yeah, we're just.
Beat it. Come on.
Okay. You know,
I'm not stupid.
He's roughing up the
stuff. Of course, she already told. I mean, he didn't even try anymore.
No.
The filter. You know, there's water. You know, when you put in showers now, there's something where you can take it restrains some of the water to where
it's a
the
filter?
Flow. It's not a filter. It's something that it lessens the flow of water. It prevents you from using as much water.
Okay.
John takes that out, so the stream is so strong.
It's a governor.
It's like it's a governor,
right.
And it's just like boom. Your stream now is there is no governor at all. There's no brakes.
No, he's like when
all gas, no brakes.
I mean, we don't really know what's going on when the fire department comes and opens up a hydrant.
Yeah. And
you see it on the street. That's what John is all the time.
That happens all the time. Yep. Why is this water flowing out of here like this?
Yeah.
That's a lot of wasted water. How about we got rain, people? How about rain in the city of Houston? How awesome is that?
2 days in a row?
Right. Right.
Is that true? I woke up and there was water on my windshield today, so that was like a good
sign.
It
rained overnight again.
It did?
How about that? Yeah. I had water in my car, too.
I keep hearing about this rain. I don't see it, but it's happening.
Oh, it happened yesterday afternoon. You didn't see it at all? Yeah, you did. After the show?
Yeah, I saw it after the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close to what we need, but let's go. We started. So your little heat dome thing, maybe it was off.
Maybe it was off. It lasted for 3 months. We had a record for over 45 days of 100 degrees. What do you mean it's off?
Well, you said unless we get a hurricane.
They said a strong weather pattern or the season changes. We are in September now. We should be off 100.
Season didn't change. We're still in summer.
We're in mid-September. It shouldn't be 100
every
day.
Summer in September 21st.
Yeah, it's still summer. Thank you. Uh-oh, Mac Brown on a mobile is here. Uh-oh. Quickly, let's get him in before we break. Hey, Mac Brown on a mobile.
Hey, it's Mac Brown. I'll see y'all at NRG on January 8th for the Natty. Hook 'em.
Wait a minute. He called in with that earlier, like a minute ago, and then he hung up and he called back. I thought, okay, he's not going to put on the impression until he gets on the air. That's not Mac Brown on the mobile. That's some terrible Matthew McConaughey on a mobile.
I don't even know what that was.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Mac Brown is coaches for North Carolina. Yeah, I don't know if you heard.
That's the other thing, too.
If our Longhorns end up in the national championship here, boy, does America win. If all of our Longhorns end up here in Houston where we can all go to the game together, like me, you, Dell.
You know, I'm not a Longhorn.
Are we going to be able to handle that? If Texas is in the national championship,
how'd
in
you
the
handle
city
it in
06
and 09?
Well, it wasn't here.
Yeah.
It was awful. I mean, it wasn't great.
You better get ready because Quinn Ewers showed you last
week.
Quinn
Ewers is a good quarterback.
Well, he is yesterday. He is last week.
Is.
Let's see what he is this week.
Yeah, let's see. Well, we can bet on him at mybookie.ag. Promo code bet975. NFL, college football, brand new cash out system. Gives you options to bet and win all season long. Let's say you hit the first two legs of your parlay. You cash out early and place another bet or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. But you can cash out if you want. How about that? Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, super contests, live in-game gambling, casino, where you've got live dealers. It's endless, all the things you could bet on. And you go to MyBookie and you see on every game, there's like 250 different prop bets that you could bet on. It really is the best site if you're looking to play, win, and get paid. Join the MyBookie family now. No strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code BET975 at a deposit of $50 or more. You can receive up to $2 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. Bet your deposit amount once, and you're ready to withdraw at any time. Again, that's promo code BET975 to claim your cash deposit. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with my bookie. Promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me.
You've got a talent you want to sell? Selflist.com.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is the weirdest place to work. Literally.
Yeah, you may have heard me come on the microphone. I was doing a bit. Yeah, I didn't know I turned my mic
during the commercial.
Yeah, I'm off kilter. I had to put in promo to add extra time. Instead of putting the one in that says the game's tomorrow, I put in the one that says the game's today.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, because...
because we got so many guys with baseball bats here, and cloaks. Why do we have an Elvis?
Because
I mean, what the...
that's not Elvis. That's Evil Knievel.
It's from the mind of Knievel's Frank. Here, that's why.
And so is the Sith Lord. And what is that? What they call him? The Sith
Lord? I don't know.
I don't know if that's.
That's one of those.
That's a hobbit.
That's like one of your people.
Hobbit?
With
a baseball bat.
An elf.
Baseball bats.
Maybe he's an elf.
He could be, but okay. So
they were pretty rough, weren't they?
They had wood,
but they had arrows.
They were pretty rough.
Yeah. I don't think they use baseball bats.
No. Snordorf or whatever, one of your people.
Snordorf. No, not an orc. I said an elf.
An elf.
Oh, the orcs were the rough ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're the rough
ones. Yeah. They're orcs.
Like, there's all... you know, that's dwarves.
That's Gimli.
That's Gimli.
Oh, okay.
The dwarf.
Yeah.
Elves, dwarves,
and Gimli.
Orcs.
Two grown men.
Yeah. Well,
Gimli.
Well, it's been out for 20 plus years now.
Yeah, please.
You shouldn't know Gimli's name.
Well, I was a kid when it came out.
Yeah.
John hates... disc golf, but he loves Gimli.
Yeah.
Super weird.
I read it when I was a kid. What? It was awesome.
My daughter's going
to
be reading
it. Took me to another world. Middle Earth.
Out of the streets of Chicago and into Middle Earth.
Out of that bar.
You needed to escape, actually.
Out of his dad's
bar.
Out of my dad's bar.
Out of there.
The reality of my dad's bar.
Okay, so so the Texans play the Colts. Some Colts staffers are coming in this week, and I sent them to... I was going to send them to a barbecue spot, but they're not going to be open until, like, they may not be available to go to a restaurant until the evening. Mm-hmm. So they want Mexican food. So I gave them a couple locations that I recommended, because I don't know if they want, you know, Mexican or Tex-Mex or whatever. So I gave them some spots, but they're coming in town.
Valencia's. Send them to Valencia's right here.
Yeah, they're good too. Yeah.
Tex-Mex
Garage
right here.
I haven't been, but I had it when they were here.
They were good. We went there. Their quesadillas are awesome. Speaking of food, last night I went to Passarella's for the wine tasting dinner.
Uh-huh.
Me and Wen went. It was awesome.
It was good, huh?
It was awesome. You know, every time you walk into that place, they give you a glass of champagne. The first thing, when you come up to the hostess area, you walk in the door, everybody, glass of champagne before you sit down.
You know, my wife would love that, except she's not drinking until after she runs.
Well, she could go
after. The last few days, she's been saying,
last
few weeks, I don't know why I'm doing this drinking thing. This is so stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid.
But she's sticking with it. So, you know, she's not going to do it. And we were at bingo yesterday for Mason's, bingo on the Heights for Mason's birthday. She goes, you know what? I don't even like this unless I'm drinking.
Yeah.
She's decided. She's getting like you. She's like, what's the point? If I'm not going to be able to have a little fun and have a Prosecco or whatever here, this isn't fun anymore. We never win money. We just come here, we spend money on our food, and then we lose.
Yeah.
We have to wrangle our kids around, and there's no alcohol. Now, when she's drinking, all of a sudden, she thinks things are more fun when she drinks.
Yeah, she doesn't understand.
Do you think that's accurate?
Well, not for everybody around her, probably. Just like me, right? Not for everybody around her.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I told you this is
like Paul?
The weirdest place anyone. Well, it's weird again, okay? We used to have lawnmowers coming in here.
They released crickets in the studio.
Chance put a bunch of crickets in here so we would have crickets.
Never mind that we would actually have crickets in the room.
In the room trying to do a radio show.
They started a lawnmower and pushed it in here.
A gas lawnmower.
A gas lawnmower, and it stunk for days.
Oh, so you're saying opening up a gas machine inside of an enclosed room caused problems?
Right. Now, if it was an electric one like my Lightning, then no.
Yes.
Right? We
yes,
could have like driven my truck in here and we no one would know.
Yeah, electric no, lawnmowers. No problems.
Yeah.
Well, I started the Colts thing off just to say they bring some people on Friday. Saturday, Ballard's going to go watch the Cougs and TCU. And so their GM is going to go, you know, scout the game, go look at some players. And then we didn't talk about the game. He just texted about places to eat. He's going to send people there. But you and I talked about this yesterday. We're looking at this and like.
So are they.
They're circling this as, these are one of the games we need.
We need to win.
We need to sweep the Texans this year. We need to get the Titans at our place. Like, of course, I'm sure everyone's going to tell you that every game is winnable. Every game is winnable, and they had a lead, you know, in the third quarter last week against Jacksonville. But realistically, every team points at road games that they can get, and the Colts absolutely think this is a road game they can get. What's the latest?
Everybody thinks that when they get the schedule and the Texans are on it. Oh,
usually, a win. This year is going to be different. Yeah. This year, you're going to get a tougher. You're going to have a tougher out.
Yeah.
I recognize that last week wasn't a great week for the offense, but we didn't think it was going to be. It was always going to be a bad week. It went exactly how I expected it to go. It's going to get better and better as the season moves on. The offense is going to get better and better. Now, how big are those jumps? I don't know. But it's going to be way better than it was against last week with the Ravens, especially if Fant stays in the game the whole time and then Titus Howard eventually takes over. And Josh Jones may be your starting left guard for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah. What?
Because if Scruggs ends up back at center, then Josh Jones, you'd rather have an offensive tackle into pass protected guard.
Yeah.
That's for interior.
Well, and a lot of it depends on how Patterson plays, too.
Yeah, I mean, if Patterson plays really well, then Scruggs will probably plug in.
Patterson can win himself a nice job here for years to come.
I think Scruggs is going to be the better run blocker, but Josh Jones may be the better pass protector in it. You know, a lot of teams look for tackles and move them into guards in the NFL because it's become so important to protect the interior.
All right, we got to break it because we got Beat the Limo Guy coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about Mark Klein at Klein's Jewelry. Klein's Jewelry is just the best. Mark is fantastic. He is just fantastic at what he does. He's going to get you into those diamonds that they're beautiful, they're affordable. He's going to give you the option of lab-made diamonds that are the same color, clarity, weight, all of it, and yet at a fraction of the price. Guys, this is the way to go. I got my wife these diamonds, and she absolutely loves them. Yet they're diamonds, except they're made in the lab as opposed to out of the ground. Here's the deal, is if you're looking for the best prices that you're going to get in the city of Houston on diamonds, 832-316-1388, KleinsJewelry.com. He's got two locations, okay, Augusta and Woodway, Westheimer and Fountain View. You can call him. You can text him. No other jeweler is going to quote you over the phone. You can send him a picture, and he will be able to make whatever it is that you're looking for. 832-316-1388 or KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break? Is there a bidet repairman on site?
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product stock advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.